Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Brad Young sitting in today for the vacationing Annie. And I know you all will be happy when she comes back. But in the meantime, I'm here. And the poll of the day, if you want to check out our poll of the day, I want you to go to YouTube, put in Annie Fry Show Live. And our poll today is, do any of Trump's picks give you pause? Yes or no? And that's relevant to our next conversation, because joining me right now is Laura Reese. She is with the Heritage Foundation, and we're going to talk about one of Trump's picks, and in particular, border security. Laura Reese from the Heritage Foundation, welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
Hello, thank you for having me on.
I have to tell you, Laura, one of my daily reads, I hit it every day, doesn't matter what day it is. In fact, I hit thedailysignal.com multiple times during the day. It's my favorite place to get accurate news that oftentimes is not being reported by the mainstream media. So I want to thank you personally for what the Daily Signal does literally on a daily basis for all of America. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the comments. Daily Signal puts out a lot of content.
Yes.
And quite varied, I'd have to say. It covers stories and issues that others do not.
Well, one of the topics, and that's why I wanted to reach out to you today, Laura, is Trump's border security appointments are game changers. And in particular, I want to talk about the immigration issue. So we do know right now Tom Homan is going to be appointed to be the border czar. And how, from your perspective, is that a game changer?
Well, Tom has done this job for decades. He started out in the Border Patrol as an agent and worked his way up. He eventually was the head of ICE Enforcement and Removal Operations before becoming the acting director of ICE. And so he knows the issues. He knows the agents. The agents have confidence in Tom Homan, and their morale has lifted considerably since the election because they know someone is coming back who will actually allow them to do their jobs, release them from their desks, and go enforce the law as Congress wrote.
And I thought this was very interesting, Laura, and that is that we know that under the Trump administration, the first time, that we saw a sharp decrease in illegal border crossings. Then when Biden came into office and he eliminated all of the executive orders, we then saw a sharp rise in illegal border crossings. But simply right before the election, then we saw some of these executive orders come back. But by and large, hasn't the Biden administration pretty much been for open borders?
Absolutely. They threw open the borders day one. They halted the wall construction. They halted enrollment into the very effective Remain in Mexico program. They halted the asylum cooperative agreements we had with Central American countries, which prevented asylum country shopping, and sent a signal that our borders were open and enriched the cartels. And the historic 10.5 million illegal alien encounters, plus another over 2 million known gotaways, are evidence of what the Biden-Harris administration has done. And while the current administration made it look like they were passing some rules to tighten up the border a little bit, really they didn't. It was all for optics. It was for the election, and really any rule that they would pass, they would create so many exceptions that the exceptions swallowed the rule, and really no change in the net results of mass migration into the country.
We're talking to Laura Reese. She's with the Heritage Foundation and also writes for DailySignal.com. You should, if you don't check it out already, I implore you, check out DailySignal.com. Again, I hit it every single day. And Laura, one of the things we've talked about Tom Holman and how he's respected by the immigration and border control agents and staff because he literally came up from their ranks. But he's not the one that can do it by himself. So isn't it also the case that in addition to appointing someone strong like Tom Holman, that President Trump is also going to have to appoint, like, for example, ambassadors to Mexico who can convince the quasi-socialist government of Mexico to keep these individuals in place and not allow them to come to Mexico? Trump has to have ambassadors that have the ability to operate on a world stage, not just appoint Tom Holman and say, job done, right?
Right. Yes. Strong ambassadors in Mexico and throughout Central America are very important. We had a great ambassador, Chris Landau, during the first Trump administration, and it was one of the reasons that we were able to negotiate remain in Mexico with the government in Mexico. It was while that authority had been in the statute since 1996, no president prior to Donald Trump had ever used it before. And so we are going to have to negotiate with not just Mexico about restarting remain in Mexico, but also to get Mexico to secure its southern border and other countries in Central America as well. To apply consequences to illegal immigration and to prevent so much asylum fraud, which is the go-to tool for illegal migrants to enter the U.S. and then to buy years living here. And it makes them very difficult to remove. So these countries are signatories to the asylum protocols and convention internationally. And so they need to enforce asylum laws as well, not just pass people along to the U.S. for us to have to deal with everybody.
Well, what I think a lot of people don't understand, Laura, and I'd like for you to wade in on this, is that Mexico and other Central American countries actually have a financial interest in allowing illegal immigration to the United States. First of all, it allows them to get rid of unsavory citizens that they don't have to deal with. But secondly, and perhaps more importantly, isn't it also the case that, for example, Mexico receives millions and millions of dollars a year from money that is being sent from the United States by illegal immigrants back into the country of Mexico, which boosts their own economy?
Yes. It's been a great deal for these countries for many decades. We have taken in their nationals, so these countries no longer have to worry about their employment. They send money back home in the form of remittances, which the U.S. government has not taxed or withheld. We also give these countries millions, if not billions, of dollars in foreign aid. And we also, you know, make business deals and trade deals for direct investment in those countries. It's a great deal for them. And so we need to use the many levers that the U.S. government has with respect to these other countries and say enough is enough. Our American immigration system has to be to benefit Americans. And one strong tool and enticement for these countries is nearshoring. If we want to end reliance on so many of our products being made in China, including pharmaceuticals, these countries are keen to start such businesses, grow such businesses. That means they're going to need labor. And so all of these are negotiating tools to clean up our system, but also to make our hemisphere much more productive.
Very good. Laura Reese from the Heritage Foundation. Laura, if people want to follow you in particular online or read more things from the Daily Signal, how can they find both you and the Daily Signal online?
Yes, Daily Signal is dailysignal.com. And then on Twitter or X, I am at @LORA_RIES.
Very good, Laura. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk.
Thanks so much, Brad.
Hey, we're going to take a break here, but I want to continue with this conversation because this is not just an issue when we talk about illegal immigration. This is not just an issue that deals with the border. This is not just an issue that involves dealing with other countries. This is a domestic issue that many states and communities in our own country are literally breaking federal law. And I'm going to dive into that next on The Annie Fry Show. Brad Young sitting in today, 97.1 FM Talk.